Good morning, gentlemen. Hope everybody had a wonderful evening last night. You're able to, Baruch Hashem, Hashem has put us on this earth to learn His Halakha Torah. We're almost finished, so close to finishing the second parak of the Masechta Brachos, where yesterday we ended with the following question that appeared that there was a contradiction within the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel as to whether or not he's concerned for arrogance, Mechzik Yehura. Because why? Because when it comes to Kriyat Shema, when it came to Kriyat Shema, he was saying that you're not allowed to say it on your wedding night, because that's Mechzik Yehura. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av and working, you can make yourself appear to be a Talmud Chochim, and therefore, even if it's a place where people work, you do not have to work. So how do we reconcile that opinion of Shimon Gamliel? So we are fifth to last line, the end of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, at the end of the Perek. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, lo kasha. There's no difficulty either there, we can answer it up. Hasam over there, when it comes to Kriya Shema, b'kavana talya milsa, it's all dependent upon your intent and your kavana. V'anan sadeh, and we know, the Torah's edus, as a witness, the lomatzu l'kuvune, daite, that you cannot possibly get enough kavana to say Kriya Shema. Therefore, a young man on his wedding night is ineligible to say Kriya Shema. Aval hacha, but on Tisha B'Av, there you could pretend to be a Talmud Chacham and not work. Why? Haroa Omer, somebody who sees you not working, will say what? Malachu Deinlo. He just doesn't have a job. He's unemployed. Puk, go out. Chazi and see. Kama batlani ika b'shuka. How many batlanim, how many people are sitting around doing nothing, ika b'shuka, there are in the marketplace, right? The world is filled with people sitting around doing nothing. So that does not appear to you to be a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, it's not under the category of mechse kiyuhara within the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Hadron Allah Hayakore, we should return to it and go weiter. Okay, beginning the third parak, we're going to begin discussing Osek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah, in particular, at least according to some shitas, that's why I learned this Mishnah, within the case of somebody who dies and you're involved in the mace, either that or it's alt, what's called an onen. An onen is somebody who one of his seven close relatives die, and you are obligated to bury them. Okay, at that particular juncture, while you are involved in burying them, you are exempt from mitzvahs. We'll see a lot about this today. There are two possibilities. Either one, because we mentioned earlier, osik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, or because something called kavod ha-meis. What's kavod ha-meis? How could it be that you're sitting around picking up a lulav when your father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter are not buried? That's not covered to the mace. Okay, let's see the Halakha Mishnah. Misha Meso, somebody who has one of his seven close relatives die, Muta Lefanov, is standing before him, and he hasn't been buried yet. Says the Mishnah, Pater Mikriya Shema, he's exempt from Kriya Shema, Umina Tvila, and from Shmona Esrei, Umina Tvilin, from putting Tvilin on, Umikol Mitzvos Amuros B'Toira, and every single mitzvah that it says in our wonderful Torah, because since he's involved in the Kvura, it's either Ozek Mitzvah Pater Mena Mitzvah, or Kavramais, says the Gemara Vayter, no say hamita. Let's say you're carrying the dead person. Vichilu peyen. And those who are switching, you know, you used to hand the body from one to the other. Vichilu peyen, vichilu pey, chilu peyen. And then you go to the next one, to the next one. Esh lifnei hamita, the ones that are in front and they're actually carrying the body when it gets to them. Ve'esh shelach hamita, even those who already carry them, they have different dinner. Says the Gemara, esh lifnei hamita, those who have not yet carried him, tzarech b'hem, if they're needed, pturim, they are exempt from Kriya Shema. Ve'esh shelach hamita, those that are behind the body, that they've already carried them, and they're done, tzarech b'hem, even if they're tzarech b'hem, chayav, and they're chayav in Kriya Shema, because they already carried them, they've already fulfilled their obligation, and no longer tarid in the mitzvah. Therefore, the chayiv. Ve'elu, both of them, they're both pturim min atfila. They're both exempt from Shmona Esrei. What's the difference in Shmona Esrei and Kriya Shema? No, what do you think? Why by Kriya Shema you pater by Kriya Shema? What? Oh, so Zagizok the Hilga Rashi. So Rashi says exactly like Bulka is saying, that here, the case of Shmona Esrei is a din derabanan, and therefore, osik b'mitzvah, right, even if you're not necessarily right now involved, you don't have to do the second one. When it comes to Kriya Shema, since it's Daraisa, there you would be chayv. Okay. Rashi gives an alternate approach, which is there's more time to say Shmona Esrei, so you could just push it off, say it later, Krishma. The time is upon you now. Okay. Kavruz Amez V'chazru. Let's say you buried the body and then you came back from the Beis HaKavruz. Sim Yichon Lahatzkiv Ligmor. One last thing. You bury them, and then after you bury them, the Avelim, they walk through something called the Shura. They walk through a line where everybody says, Amalkim Minachim B'Sechem B'Soch Shav L'Sham Yishlayim. So in that interim time, do you have to say Kriyat Shema? Says the Eilu Gemishna, Kavruz Hameitz V'Chazru, you bury the body and then you return. Im Yichon Lahaschiv Ligmor, if you could begin and finish Kriyat Shema, Achil Yagil Shur, until the Avelim come into the line, Yaschilu, you begin to say Kriyat Shema, Vim Lo, but if you don't have the opportunity to say it, Lo, Vim Lav Lo Yaschilu, you should not begin to say Kriyat Shema. Ha'omdim B'Shura, those who are standing in the Shura where the Avel is walking through, Ha'pnimiyim, those who are on the inside lane, who see the face of the Avel, are pturim from Kriyat Shema because they're right near the Avel and they need to speak with him. Vachitzonim, those on the outside who don't see the face of the Avel, chayavim, they're obligated in Kriyat Shema because they're not going to speak with him anyway, and they're only gathered for his kavod, right, but not that they'll speak to him. Therefore, they have an obligation to say Kriyat Shema. Parentheses, we'll skip. That's the halacha. We don't read parentheses. We read brackets, not parentheses. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, wait a sec, we have to explain the Mishnah. There were some difficulties in the Mishnah. I'm glad you didn't ask because the Gemara is going to ask it. The Gemara says, Mutal lefan of in. If the body's in front of you, then yes, then you're exempt from all mitzvahs. She'ena mutal lefan of, but for example, if the mace is in the house and he is in another home, lo, he is not potter and he's obligated to say Kriyat Shema, even if it's one of his closest relatives. Asks the Gemara a question. Or mean he, you could ask the following question. Mishamu's Mason Mutalafanov. Let's say one has his closest relatives in front of him. Ochel Babayis. Acher, he should eat in another house. So that he doesn't appear to be what's called Loeg Larash. Vimein Lo Bayis Acher, if he doesn't have another home. Ochel Babayis Chavero. Right, who has two homes? So just eat in his friend's house. But let's say he has no friends. Vimein Lo Bayis Chavero, if he has no friends. Ose mechitza, he should build a wall. How appropriate, huh? Ose mechitza, he should build a wall which would trump the halacha. The ochel and eat. Not bad, no? V'im ein lo davar lasos mechitza. Let's say he doesn't have something to build a wall. Nebuch. So he should elect a different candidate. Maxir pana v'ochel, he should turn his face and eat it. Chas, chas, chas. Veino masiv. Now, but he doesn't tilt. He doesn't masiv, you know, like we do recline. Thank you. Ve'ochel. Right? Because that looks like Yechosha. Veino ochel basar. He doesn't eat fleish. Veino shose yayin. He doesn't drink wine. Veino mivarech. He doesn't make brachos before he eats. Veino mezamein. Veino mezamein. He does not partake in a zimun. Ve'ein mivarechin alav. He doesn't bench on it. Right? Or he doesn't, doesn't have to find somebody to make a bracha for him. They mezamnin olav, no zimun. Upatim kriyat shema min atfilin. He's exempt from Shmona Esrei, from kriyat shema and from tefillin. Umikal mitzvos amuris b'Torah, from all mitzvos in the Torah. B'Shabbos, hold on, let me gotta finish. U'B'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, mesiv, he could lean, gochel bas, he could eat fleish, v'shosi yayin, and drink wine. U'mevarech, he makes birch samotzi, mezamnin is zimun, u'mevarechin olav. And he could bench for other people. Umezamnin alav. And he could combine for zimun. V'chayav and b'chol mitzvah samurus b'torah. He's obligated all mitzvahs in the Torah on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel zogt omer. Mitoch sh'nischayav be'elu. Because he's obligated in Shabbos and all these mitzvahs. Nischayav b'kul. And therefore, not just those. He's chayav in all. V'yom Yochanan mayi b'nai. What did Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Gamliel add? Tashvish amiti yikah b'nai. Yochanan is even adding in that a husband and wife cannot engage in relations. Even though that's dorim shebetzina. He's saying, since that applies, therefore applies to everything, therefore one cannot engage in relations. K'toni miyas, we still haven't got to the question yet, and then I'll get to your question. Nevertheless, it says in this brisa that even though the body is not in front of you, it's in another home, potimi kriyat shema minatvilu minatvilu mikol mitzvos amuras b'torah. You're exempt from mitzvos. Wait, we just said mesa mutabal fun of in, she'ena mutabal fun of low, it's only if it's in front of you. That's what the Beseder from the Mishnah. From this Bryce, it appears that even if it's not in front of you. So the Gemara gives two answers, and then we'll take Asher Zelek's question. I'm sorry for holding you up. So Amar Rav Papa says Rav Papa Targuma. Let's understand the Brisa Amachzir Pan of Ochel. When we said that you're exempt from all the mitzvos in the Torah, that's not the case where you eat in another place. Read the Brisa as saying, if you're in the same house and you don't have another home to eat in and you can't build a wall, then you're exempt from all mitzvahs. But if you're able to go to another house, then in fact you would be exempt. You would be obligated in all mitzvahs. That's the answer of Papa. Comes along Rav Ashi Amar. He says, and we say Onan is exempt from all mitzvahs. That's even if he's in another home. Aye, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to say, only if the body's in front of you. He says, Kemen Shemot Alav Likovro. Once it's incumbent upon you to bury the person, kimuto lefan of dami, it's as if the body is in front of you. Shenemar state and pasuk about Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu, vayakam Avram me'al pnei meso, and Avram got up from the person who was dead, namely Sarah. V'ne'emar, and then it says in the following pasuk, ve'ekra mesi milafanai, and I buried the dead in front of me, but she was no longer in front of him because she was buried. Calls man. He was already talking with Ephra. Calls man shemutol alav lekovro. The entire time, it's upon him to bury the deceased. Kemutol lefanav dami. It's as if it's kemutol lefanav. So we judge kemutol lefanav not geographically, but in terms of your obligation. That's how to understand the Mishnah. I'm a little scared right now. Okay. Yeah. What was your question, Usher Zalek?
Why does it say specifics and then say,
it's a good question. The Gemara will ask. At least the Gemara in Sukkah asks. I don't know if the Gemara here asks, but the Gemara will ask that question. Okay, excellent question. Usher Zalek asks, if you're exempt from kol mitzvahs in the Torah, why does that have to say you're part of tefillah in the Kriya Shema Vada? Those are mitzvahs in the Torah. Good question. The Gemara will ask Lasuya Imai. Right? Very good. Okay. The Gemara is going to clarify who is exempt from the mitzvah because of the debt. Says the Gemara, may so, if it's one of his relatives in Aval, but if it's somebody else, that there's nobody there to bury, even though he's involved in the burial, Mishamro, guys, come on, that's the Yitzhar. Look at me. Aval, but Mishamro, but if he's just watching the dead person from mice, he wouldn't be exempt. Really? If you're watching the dead body who's not one of your krovim, you wouldn't be exempt? Aye, v'hatanya. But we learned in a brisa, hamshamer es ames, you're watching the deceased, hafal pish eino meso, even though he's not your dead, patim b'kriyashma minatvilu minatvilin, when we call mitzvahs amurz betara, you're exempt from all mitzvahs. We just said it's got to be your mace, so it's got to be your karav, but now we're adding, wait a second, this halacha might apply even to what? Even to people who are watching the deceased from akravim, from mice. Right? Mishamro, afal pisha eno meso. If you're watching it, so the Gemara answers, Mishamro, if you're watching it, afal pisha eno meso. Even though it's not your dead taki, it would be potter. And then the Gemara says, meso, the chiddush is if it's your kariv, afal pisha eno mishamro, even though you're not actively engaged in protecting and watching it, you would talk to be exempt from mitzvos. He asks the Gemara again. Meso umishamro, right in aval mahalik bebeisak vurus los. Okay. Two reasons why you're exempt from saying Kriya Shema. If it's your dead, if it's your kariv, or if you're watching it. Aval mahalik bebeisak vurus, but if you're stam, spatzering in a cemetery, lo, you wouldn't be exempt. Really? Really? Ay, Vatanya. But we learned in a brisa, lo yahalich adim bebeis akvuros. A person should not walk in a cemetery, vitfilin berosho, with his tefillin on his head, v'sefer Torah bizrao v'kore, or a sefer Torah in his arm and read it. Why? Because that's what's called, that's loeg larash, v'mos dekein over mishum, that's a violation of Loeg larash charaf osehu. Loeg larash, you're mocking the poor. Charaf, you're being sharp against his creator. Who created the dead person? Hashem. Who is poor? Somebody who's dal from what? Not from money.
Mitzvahs.
From mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Hasam, the case of the where you walk in the Beis HaKvuros and you're exempt from tefillin is only Toch Arba Amos. That's only within the four Amos, the four cubits of the deceased, who the Aser. But Chutzla Arba Amos, but if you're outside of the four Amos, you are Chayiv. Domer Mar, Mace Tofes Arba Amos. The Mace, the deceased, literally grabs the four Amos, L'Kriya Shema, and Hacha, but here, when it comes to a mace mutlafanov, or he's watching the mace, even chutzla arba amis nami potter. Even if you're outside of the dalet amis, you would taka be exempt. Gufa, one last thing. Hamashamir is a mace, you're watching the dead person, afal pisheno mace, so even though it's not your deceased, potter mikrishma, minatvila, minatvila, and you're exempt from all mitzvahs, and become mitzvah amuris b'torah. From all mitzvahs in the Torah. Hayushnayim, but let's say there were two people watching, which is the minute, right? Zem Mishamir Vizekori. One guy watches, the other guy goes out and says Kriya Shema. Vizem Mishamir Vizekori. The other guy comes and watches, the other one read Kriya Shema. Ben-Azeh Omer, Ben-Azeh says that you buy Mishina. If they're on a boat, like in the olden days, they didn't have planes to bring the body to Eretz Yisrael, they used to bring them by boat. Manicho Bezavizu, you leave the deceased in a corner. Umispalin, Yidavish Bonesre. Shneim Bezavizacheris. The two of them go to a different corner. Says the Gemara, Mai Benayu. What's the difference between the Tanakama and Ben Azai, who says you take turns? Amar Avina, Choshen Lagvarim Ik Benayu. Are you concerned about mice on a boat? Mar Sover, the one, the Tanakama says Chai Shinon, therefore you take turns. Umar Sover, but Ben Azai says, two go to the opposite corner, Lo Chai Shinon. He is not concerned. Everybody have a marvelous day. Should be a beautiful day for Klal Yisrael. Mir Tzushim.